Today on KLGR, we are talking with Kara Hammond. She is with the Great Plains Center for Agricultural Health at the University of Iowa College of Public Health. And Kara, your background is in public health, and one of the areas that you specifically study is global road safety and how vehicles on the road and vulnerable users, whether it be bicyclists, agricultural equipment users, or passenger vehicles, how they interact on the road. Give us a little bit of background why it's important to study road safety and vehicle interaction.
All crashes are preventable at some level, and a lot of times human error is like the biggest contributor. So we want to figure out what's happening and ways that we can intervene to reduce those crashes because they are preventable and there's a lot of them happening every year.
And are we seeing anything in particular of maybe factors leading up to the crashes? Is it driver inattention? Is it improper marking of trailers and slow-moving equipment? Are we seeing any particular areas that may be possible cause for these interactions?
Good question. If you're talking specifically about crashes between farm vehicles and passenger vehicles, we did a study through our Great Plains Center, and it was also a collaboration with our Injury Prevention Research Center here at the university. That study was led by Dr. Mares and Ramirez, but what we found looking at 9 states in the Midwest region was that a couple different things. One, we did find that lighting and marking was important for the farm equipment, and having more lighting and marking and following the lighting and marking laws within the state decreased crashes. We also have found that the most common types of crashes when it's a passenger vehicle and a farm vehicle, it's usually the fault of the non-farm vehicle. And the most common crash types are rear ends, so when the non-farm vehicle hits the farm vehicle from behind. And also, they happen a lot when the farm vehicle is turning left and a passenger vehicle also coming from behind runs into the farm vehicle. And we think a lot of times that happens when the passenger vehicle is trying to pass the farm equipment and doesn't anticipate that the farm equipment is going to be turning.
And I know that the university has been conducting a study in regards to this. Have you guys come out with any final results yet, or is this study still ongoing?
So the study is still ongoing, and you're correct. We've equipped farm equipment in 2 different counties in Iowa with video and GPS systems that point to the rear of the farm equipment so we can see other cars approaching the farm vehicles. We're still collecting data, but anecdotally, some of the things we've found are consistent with what we have found from our previous crash data study. So issues with people passing maybe when they should have waited and following too close, that type of thing.
And Kara, do we know when it comes to the passenger vehicles involved, are we seeing more folks from the urban areas of Iowa getting involved with these crashes, or is it also maybe involving some of our rural residents that are making some poor decisions?
That's a good question, too. In the previous study that we did looking at crash data, we did find that it wasn't just a rural problem, and that about 70% of crashes involving farm equipment happen in rural areas, but still 30% are happening in urban areas. So it's not strictly a rural problem.
And you also mentioned that when it comes to marking and lighting of a vehicle or farm equipment, that farmers should be looking at their state laws. Do we not have some type of national standard when it comes to marking of ag equipment currently?
So, yeah, we do have, there is a national standard from the American Society for Agricultural and Biological Engineers, the ASABE, but kind of like a recommended standard. It's not required for states to follow that. So one of the studies that we did was looking at how compliant states are with those standards. And what we found from that was that the higher the score, the more compliant a state was with those standards, the less crashes they had. Having stringent lighting and marking policies may reduce crashes.
So finally, Kara, if folks want to learn more about what the Great Plains Center for Agricultural Health and what you are doing in terms of research and maybe information on how to make sure that they can keep their vehicles properly marked, properly lighted, so that we can reduce the crashes across the nation, where can they find more information?
Probably the best place to go would be our website, and it's gpcah.org, which is the acronym for Great Plains Center for Agricultural Health. And on there, we have a page dedicated to roadway safety that has a summary of all of our results. We're also on social media, on Facebook and Twitter, and I know that we post things frequently that are related to these topics.
And we've been talking with Kara Hammond. She is with the University of Iowa's College of Public Health and the Great Plains Center for Agricultural Health, talking about road safety. It's all part of National Farm Safety and Health Week, which, of course, kicked off on Sunday and runs through Saturday. For KLGR, I'm Farm Director Scott Colomb. Kara, thank you so much for the time today.
Sure, thank you for having me.